You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Roma Dunze.
Now that was lovely. And now, you know, people are expecting the stuff of us outside of this facility. So, you know, it just brings on that pressure. But we like that. You know, diamonds are built under pressure. So we're excited about it, and we're gonna go and exceed their expectations.
Apologize if you've been asked this before, but the decision to forego the NFL draft to come back here. How have you seen that pay off so far, and what really went into that decision?
Yeah, no worries. No worries with asking. I think so. I think we're each and every day I'm coming in and paying my tax to the game and trying to make sure that I'm going out the right way. So I feel like I made the best decision for myself, but you know, time will tell. And I think that as long as I keep putting in the work, keep believing in this program and these coaches, I'll end up on the right side of the bed.
You got all five guys back who were kind of the rotation last year, plus Denzel coming along, plus Jeremy transferred in.
Yeah.
How competitive is it right now?
It's real competitive. We all root for each other, but we know that, you know, each and every day we got to believe that we're the best receiver in the room. That's how everybody should feel. And I think everybody does feel that way, and that creates that competitive edge that every day we're going to come out here, catch every ball, run every route to perfection, and, you know, that just makes our receiver room that much better.
What do you see from Denzel so far? It seems like he's made a few plays.
Yeah, no, he's a baller, man. He's always been a baller. I've seen that since the first time he came in, and it comes from his work ethic. You know, this summer he was competing up there, you know, being first in the drills, being first in the conditioning. He really wants it, and he's been working on his game, making sure he's, you know, coming in, doing the extra little things, focusing on the details, and, man, I can't wait. His future's real bright. I can't wait for Husky Nation to really, you know, get to see his play.
Jalen mentioned that, like, Jeremy transfers in and sits in the front of the room in meetings and those types of things. Is he just that guy when it comes to stuff?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, he's from Las Vegas, so it's just a Las Vegas thing. We come in and do our thing now. But Jeremy's a baller, man. He always has been. I remember back when he played at Liberty, he was trouble for us when I was playing at Gorman, a big part of the reason we lost the SA championship. Dang it. But, you know, yeah, he sits in front of the room just asking questions. You know, he gets up with Chevy like, I don't understand. Like, can you show me, you know, physically? He's a visual learner as well. So he's working hard. He's getting after it. And it's exciting to see him back here again. He had a little journey, so he's in the right place.
Was there anything from last year, like you watched tape of your play last season, is there anything you see and think, I got to be better at that, I want to do this better?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that last season I had some knick-knack injuries. I think that my explosiveness wasn't where I wanted to be on film. I need to, you know, enhance that breakaway speed, make sure I'm making plays with the ball in my hand and you know, accelerating this offense and also making those contested catches. All around, I think, you know, making sure my routes are just that much crisper. You know, I try and you know, rebuild myself every year, and make sure I'm, you know, hitting all the key points, so I'm not lacking on one or the other. So yeah, a few things for sure.
Yeah, you came back and, you know, you were talking to us before when you were trying to make up your mind.
That's right.
What was the deciding thing? Was that a first round draft pick or not? Is that what
No,
it was?
No. I mean, I think. I want to be a first round draft pick, and that's where I believe I should go. But there were several factors, just, you know, all the guys coming back, you know, coaches coming back, my family, you know, opinion on the matter, you know, what I thought was best for myself, and it was a collection of aspects that were important to me. But definitely, you know, being a first round draft pick is my primary goal.
That 30-yarder that Mike threw to you across his body, is that something new from Mike? Because I mean, he did that a couple of times last year. That seemed like something else to him.
Yeah, man. I mean, he just keeps pulling out, surprising us with his talent. Each and every day, you never know what he's going to do. You think he's reached his, you know, his max. You've seen everything from him. And then he pulls out a throw like that, and you're like, wow, I mean, what can the guy not do? He's so talented, and, you know, it comes from his work ethic and the way he approaches every day. You know, he has that confidence. He has that swagger about him, and he goes out there and makes those plays.
Did you know Jeremy before?
I did a little bit because we were both in Vegas. We played against him in the state championship. I heard of him. It wasn't like we had hung out or anything like that. But, you know, if he's from Vegas, he's my dog, you know what I'm saying? So I represent with him. And I heard about him through the grapevine of us, just his play. And I knew he was coming here, so I talked to him, I think when Junior Adams was recruiting him. And then I talked to him about his decision. and when he went to Michigan State, talked to him on his way back. So we've been connected.
Is that kind of weird that he started out here, left here, came back? I mean, you don't see that too often in college.
You don't. It was definitely pretty interesting. I know he's had a long journey, but that's college football these days. You know, you bounce around, you find a spot that you feel comfortable, that you think you can succeed in, and that's what he did. You know, he was making plays over there, but he knew that the offense over here was elite and that he was going to make some plays over here. So we're happy to have him, man.
Jalen McMillan, pro day out here. A little bit more different way of watching it this year than last year. Tell me a little bit about that.
Pro day is really cool to watch because you just get to see everybody's, you know, end result. Not end result, but their work pay off, you know. I was on their journey as well, so just seeing them and seeing their dreams come true is just enlightening to me.
I mean, did you learn anything?
Nah, I really just watch for the entertainment. I just love watching them and just seeing them perform, so I just wanted to kick back and just chill.
Maybe notice some of the scouts maybe kind of eyeballing you out of the corner of
their eyes. I can't even be worrying about that, man. I just gotta stay in my lane and, you know, stay in the lab.
You know, you've been here a few years, but, you know, with this year, them breaking practice up, you guys had three early, and now you're starting back up. You know, what's that like? And how is it different for you guys?
It was refreshing. I mean, usually you go spring ball and you just keep going, but to get those three practices in and then have that break, it was like a little refresh.
Okay. And just talk to me a little bit about adding Jeremy Bernard into the program. I'm sure you dealt with him when he was on campus and recruited and committed here. Yeah. What's he bringing to the room right now?
That competitive edge, man. He's a really great person and a really competitive person. So just that combined pushes everybody. So he's a really good kid.
And just say like you were, you know, on the ground floor a year ago coming in with the new offense and everything. What floor are you on now, knowing that offense? And how high is that building?
Oh, it's a very high building. Very high building. I mean, the offense, the plays, it all just comes full circle to me now. So I'm really comfortable.
You kind of laugh sometimes how wide open you get.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just the work paying off, so, yeah.
And one of the things that just amazes me about Mike is just, I mean, everything's going so fast, but he just seems to know where everybody is, and he knows who's open, and he just seems to read real fast.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
That's just the work he puts in, man. He's always in the lab. He'll call me and ask about some plays and see what he wants me to do or tell me what he wants me to do. So it's just our chemistry and, you know, our off-the-field stuff, too. We hang out a lot, and, you know, I can call him a real brother to me, so, yeah.
And just one more from me, just the talk between you and Rome, because I got to imagine the trash talk is just is pay-per-view at times. Talk to me a little bit about what you guys really talk when you're giving each other a hard time.
We never really give each other a hard time. We're always uplifting each other and loving each other. He just always pushes me, and I always push him. So if he makes a mistake, I'll always try to, you know, correct him and tell him everything's going to be okay, and he's the same for me. So, you know, I love him to death. He's really my brother, too.
What's the mentality coming into this for him?
Just to get better every day. I mean, last year was a great year for us, but you know, there's a lot left on the table. So we gotta just maximize everything.
What's the one thing you want to improve on just in your game?
Just everything, really. I want to get stronger. I want to go up for balls, catch those 50-50 ones, really. So yeah.
Jalen, apologies if you've been asked this before, but the decision to come back instead of, you know, going to the NFL draft, what ultimately made that decision?
Just the relationships I have with my coaches and the relationships I have with the players on the team. You know, I'm really close with some guys on this team, and I felt like me leaving wouldn't have been the best idea for me. I feel like since I stayed, it was probably the greatest decision I ever made.
With you staying and Rome staying and Michael obviously super high expectations for this offseason, do you think it can get even better than it was last year?
100%. Last year was just, you know, the little surface. We still have so much more to go. So, yeah.
Denzel Boston.
Still kind of learning things.
You know, so I'd just say last year kind of it was just more of like a getting into the system of college football, you know. Getting to know the speed of the game and stuff like that. And I believe, like, you know, just being able to get onto the field and stuff is going to help me transition into this year and everything with just how the speed of the game, because it's definitely different from high school, you know. And just, like, getting to really know the plays and stuff like that was something that I struggled with coming in. And I just think that, you know, getting to get on the field and basically kind of trial, I guess, in my freshman year, because I didn't play many plays, you know, just a couple plays, but it really just gave me a good feel of what's going on, but also not too much to wear and tear on my body to get me prepared.
What's it like watching this offense last year, Rome and Jalen and JP, and knowing, okay, next year I'm I'm competing with all those guys.
Yeah.
For snaps.
You know, watching that, it was kind of like, dang, like this is going to be a competitive room. You know what I'm saying? Like we have a chance to really be something huge, something to be, you know, one of the best rooms in the country, I believe. And I believe that we all believe, and, you know, and watching them and seeing that how I'm going to be funneling into them, I think that, you know, it's going to be like a very exciting time to, for like the Husky football and the offense here.
What do you think you kind of add?
I believe, like, you know, I kind of just add like a spark, you know. I feel like I have a different kind of attitude to me when I play on the field, just more aggressive. I'm more of an aggressive receiver. And I believe, you know, I add a deep threat to the game just because, you know, I'm tall, I can go up and get the ball. And I like to say I'm quick and twitchy, but, you know, there's always game for me to work on and everything. I'm still young, so I don't know. Just I know I'll be able to add more in the future.
You mentioned learning the offense and learning the plays and stuff. How much progress do you think you've made that way since you got here?
Oh, I've made tons of progress since I got here. That was one of the things I definitely hit hard because I know just from last year, basically confidence is key playing out here on the college field. And, you know, having that playbook just off the back of your hand and off the back of your mind is really nice to see. You know, you look over at the signals, you already know what you got to do. That instantly is going to give you confidence because now you can focus on the defense and focus on what you're about to do in your route instead of focusing on should I be here, should I be there, or worrying about if I'm wrong. You know what I mean? So I believe I've made tremendous progress. Playbook is something I hit hard, and I believe that's helped me with my confidence coming into this year.
What's it like playing under Coach Shep?
Oh, playing for Coach Shep, it's exciting. It's also overwhelming at times because you'll have him screaming at you and stuff like that. But, you know, it's all out of love. He just wants to see the best out of you. And but I'd say if you can describe playing for Coach Shep in one word, I'd just say excited. Because that's just him. He's an exciting guy, exciting man, and, you know, he brings that excitement to the room every day. Every morning, you know, no matter if it's 6 a.m., 5 a.m., 4 a.m., he's still going to be the same guy yelling at you, getting you hyped up for practice. So,
for a guy who's from this area, what was that first career touchdown like doing that in Husky Stadium as well as feeling like?
You know, I'd say it felt like a magical dream moment. Even though I threw up after and everything, it's just something I'll never forget. But, you know, that was a very surreal moment for me, being able to like look up after that and just be like, wow, like this is something I've dreamed of since I was a little kid, you know, wearing UW shirts around, scoring touchdowns in my backyard, you know, and just hearing like the fans and everything. It was just like, wow, like this is what I'm here for, and I just can't wait to do more.
Did you throw up on the sideline?
I did. So
were you feeling sick, or what? I mean, was it just the excitement, or was it the adrenaline? What do you think happened?
It was the adrenaline. So I scored, and instantly I've never felt so just overwhelmed with joy in my life. Like, I was just so happy and just so much adrenaline shot in my body. Once everyone got around me and everything, huddling me, and they were all breathing on me, hitting me on the head and everything, I kind of was like, whoa, a little too much. Had to run over and get it out, but yeah.
Had that ever happened before? There's some guys who like threw up before every game. It's like a nervousness thing. Has that ever happened to you before?
No, it was actually really shocking. I haven't had anything like that happen before, so.
And you mentioned growing up. I mean, were you always a UW guy in terms of watching games? And if so, like, who were kind of the guys that you were?
So, actually, growing up, I was actually a Boise State fan just because my dad, he went there for school and everything. But as I moved to Washington eventually when I was younger, I just grew a love for the purple and gold. Like, I just like to see the purple and gold. It just gave me, like, a royal feeling when I'd look at it. And I don't know. It's just something about, like, the purple and gold that always intrigued me. Not that I wouldn't say I was ever really a huge Husky fan, but I'd just say something about the colors of the school. And I know the brotherhood that they have here and the morals they have here definitely fit into my kind of mentality.
When did you move to the area?
When I was 9 years old.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I'm curious, too. I mean, you're obviously in this wide receiver room that's as stacked as any in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys would rather just be in a position where they're playing right away.
Mm-hmm.
How do you kind of view being in a room with Rome and Jalen and these guys where you know that it's not immediate,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're putting the work in, but you might have to wait a little bit to have that payoff?
So, you know, with that, it's kind of just like I got Rome, Jalen, I got both Jalens, you know. I can just learn from these guys, soak in from these guys, take in that information and play styles from these guys and add it into my own game and provide myself with better tools for when I do take over, you know what I mean? Because with Rome and everything, like with learning from Rome, he's the same body style, you know what I mean? I could learn a lot from him when it comes to when it comes to just cuts and certain things like that. Like, I feel like, you know, playing right now would be really good for me, and I would love to play right now, but being able to learn from these guys and then play later, or even though I might not play a whole lot of reps this year, still get reps this year in the game. I think that's just going to be able to set up not only me better, but also the program better for the future. So I think, as in with the coaches, it's just working really well too.
You guys talk about that, where it's, you know, you're there, Jeremy's there, mm-hmm. you got a couple other four stars coming in. Like, in terms of the next wave, you know, this is it for Rome and Jalen. Like, mm-hmm. do you think, like, okay, we're next in line here?
Yes, so that's really how it feels. This kind of feels like me, Jeremy, that 2022 class, and then, of course, whoever else we have that stays, Jalen Polk, possibly, if he stays. Yeah. You know, then that's definitely a time for us to take up that leadership role, we feel, and bring in those younger guys that are coming in and really rally up our receiver room now. And, you know, hopefully lead this to something great with this passing offense that we got going on.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MJ LA.
Defensive line looking this year.
Our defensive line, like that, even our younger guys, everyone got experience. Everyone got at least a year under their belt. So I think coming out, we're a little bit more, conditioned, disciplined, and it's just about fixing up like those small little techniques, and I think we're going to be a dominant group this year.
That's great, MJ. I was just curious, as a Fife Trojan, how often do you keep in touch with Caleb McGarry? Do you touch base with him often?
Not often. It's me and Caleb's friendship is one of those where I could see him, and it's like we haven't seen each other for.
We pick up
right where we left off. So, yeah, no. I obviously, I've kept in touch. Seeing he's doing a great job. I'm so glad he got his second contract in. Yep. So, you know, I'm super stoked for him, and I got nothing but love for Caleb.
I was gonna say he was a guy that did the opposite of what you're doing right
now.
He started on the defense and he moved to right tackle.
Yeah.
Obviously, you moved from the offensive line to the defensive line. You look a little different body wise and everything like that. How has the transition been?
I think that this year is really where I'm starting to push myself. Last year, we just came up against so many obstacles. Not only was it the first year of me learning, but then the injuries, and I just had a lot piled on my plate. But this year, I'm feeling healthy after a year of experience, and I feel like it's starting to become second nature for me.
And it looks like at least through the first three practices, and then obviously today we saw it too, you and Jacob have been getting a lot of first-team reps in those team periods.
Yeah.
What is that like, kind of getting thrown right into it?
Yeah, I mean, I think Coach Chinook does a great job of dialing us in. I mean, we come in every morning and we kind of go over what we need to learn. And, that's just for all of us. We go out there with Jacob, and I'm learning a lot from Bandits as well. So I think I've been very fortunate with the group of people I'm working with right now. I've been around great D-linemen, great D-line coach, and it's just made my transition home easier.
And when you, as you get developed again, and you kind of find that muscle memory, because I know you played some defense when you were in high school, but obviously when you don't play for a few years, it takes a bit. What is the biggest thing that's the maybe the biggest hump that you have to overcome and the biggest obstacle?
I think for me it was more just kind of unlearning offensive technique as an offensive lineman. Things that kind of contradict my job as a D lineman, for example, like heavy feet.
Yeah.
I kind of want to play on my toes at the D lineman now,
sure.
which was like forbidden as an O lineman.
Total opposite.
D lineman want to shoot their hands. O line want to wind it up before they shoot. You know, so there was a lot of just technical things that were a lot harder than I thought to kind of break those habits after doing them for like 3 years. So
yeah. Now while the techniques are obviously a lot different, I think a lot of fans would think that you might have an inside track because you might kind of get into the mind of the offensive lineman because you were an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Is there some truth to that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely know how he wants to play it. And now
how he should play it?
Yeah, how he should be playing. I'm at that point now, just kind of familiarizing myself with the other side of the ball and the defensive line movements, which are different movements, and just kind of get my body normal to recognizing those movements a lot easier.
Right. And just in general, when you talk about that particular group, because obviously you've got veterans in Thule and Fatui and then obviously Jacobs working with you, and then you got the young guys like the Parker Boys behind you guys. Overall, how would you gauge where you guys are right now? Because this is the first time you've been able to put on full pads.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think we're looking good, and the best part about it is we got a lot of room to improve. You know, we got a lot of room to improve. And just cleaning up small technique, but I think the efforts there, the guys have been working their tails off, and I know it's going to be a good spring. I'm looking forward to it.
I was always curious too, MJ, about your rugby training.
Yep.
And I didn't know how well that maybe translated to the offensive side, but to the defensive side, especially with the tackling, things like that, it seems like there would be a lot of things that would carry over. Is that true?
Yeah, definitely. I can't really put my finger on it exactly, but it feels very familiar.
Okay.
It feels very familiar.
When's the last time you played organized rugby?
It was actually here in the state of Washington. When I moved out here from Australia, I played for a club, Rainier Highlanders.
Okay. Rainier. How long ago was that then?
I played with them maybe a year, 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on and off.
Because I know there's like Seawolves and stuff like that going on now. You kind of see a little bit of rugby culture really starting to perk up a little bit. Is that something that if football didn't work out, would rugby be something you could? Because obviously Salmu Ching has done it and some other guys. I'm trying to think of who else has done it. Maybe Tony Tupou? I can't remember. But there's been a couple that have gone that route. Could you potentially see yourself going that route?
I mean, sure. I mean, in the future, if that opportunity presents itself, I'd definitely look into it. But as of right now, I'm a football player, and that's all I'm focused on right now. Yeah. So
I was going to say, obviously, the sky's the limit right now for you. Are you starting to see some of the things that the coaches kind of envision for you by making that switch?
Yep, definitely. Working with Coach Noakes, it's just been an absolute privilege. I mean, I've just been picking at this guy's brains, trying to learn as much as I can. You know, I mean, you talk about college football. This is one of the D-line gurus that you want to play for. And I just picking at his mind and just trying to get my plays down and get my technique down. And, you know, we'll see how it lands at the end of the day.
Perfect. Thanks, MJ.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Did they not want to take two Parkers? Was that the deal with why you were more heavily recruited by the hometowners?
Yeah, I think because we transferred late in our senior year, so they didn't really get a look at us. So that's why they didn't look at it. Because colleges came in, it was like, if y'all came in earlier, we would have got y'all. But y'all came in late, so it's like they already had the recruitments up and stuff like that. So I'm blessed to be here. It's been a great thing here.
Were you surprised the Huskies recruited you?
No, I'm not surprised. My brother sent the film to Coach Noakes, and he saw me. He was like, they're both twins, so he recruited us both. So I was blessed to come out here and see the facility and all that. So I loved it out here, first sight.
And how are you doing with your brother finally out here? I mean, was it hard not playing with him last year? And
I think it was hard because we play our whole lives with each other. But it's a blessing to have him out here today and to have him out here in spring ball because we love playing against each other, like competing against each other and stuff like that. We love playing against each other on the field. So
I'm trying to get you out there together, it seems like,
as much as you can. I can't wait until we play in the season. Can't wait till that happen.
So last thing for me, someday it'll be the Parkers against the Hatchets for a real family practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it will be. I can't wait.
Was that always the plan when they recruited you guys? Is that they were going to try to maybe pair you guys inside? And
yeah, that was the plan. They were trying to pair us inside because we big guys out in there, so they were trying to pair us inside. It would be the first time, I think, in Husky history, the Twins played together in the first time. So I think that's the plan.
I was going to say, knowing, obviously, your twin as well as you do, and he knows you as well as, you know, do you guys already know each? I mean, it just seems like, you know, it's like with twins, you finish each other's sentences.
Yeah, exactly. We I'm trying to get him right because he's been off for so long, get him in the plays and stuff. But once we get that done, we're gonna be yin and yang. We're gonna be falling off each other. So it's gonna be fun out there.
How do you kind of critique each other in terms of what's your best skill set and what's Armand's best skill set?
I critique him like I get hard on him because we are best critics, me and him. So I get hard on him, make sure he, because nobody else gonna get hard on him like I do. So I make sure I get hard on him so he can be the best on the field every day. So
I'm just curious what your first year was like, where obviously you came for a late recruiting visit. I don't think you'd ever been out here before.
No.
The first season going through that year, what was that experience like for you?
It was a great experience. That's the first time traveling over like places like Los Angeles, Oregon. That was my first time traveling for real because it was a great experience. I was sad that I couldn't do it with my brother the first year, but this year coming up, we're going to do it together. So I can't wait for that.
And just kind of submerging yourself in Husky culture, and I know probably didn't know too much about UW before you started getting recruiting. Mm-hmm. What's it been like just seeing all of this and being a part of this program?
It's been great. I've been getting much love, showing this around the city and stuff like that. I've been getting much love from the coaches, from the players, from the fans and all that. I've been loving it out here so far. So,
in terms of your game, I mean, how did you feel about kind of your first impression? You might have played more than maybe you expected, but I mean, how confident are you, I guess, in kind of building off of that?
I'm pretty confident now because Coach knows getting me right. He gave me my stance right, my pass rushing right, my running blocking. So I'm feeling confident this year. Like I could be a factor in the inside this year. So I love Coach Notes for doing that, for helping me out.
When you look at your game and your brother's game, what are the similarities or differences in terms of your guys' strengths and what you guys do?
I think our both strength is being feel for a pass rush because we like pass rushing more than running. But I think I kind of like running more because I like stuff in the run. Armand like passing more. So we going to say that's the kind of difference between us two. So
yeah. You give each other a hard time. Who's better?
Yeah, we give each other a hard time. It's always fun to dance with us. Like, we always say, like, I'm better than you. I do this better than you. I get more sacks than you and all that. But it's just all fun and games. Like, we know we can push each other on the field any day of the week. So it's all fun.
What was it like off the field, Javon, with your brother here, knowing that, you know, you were playing and he wasn't? Did you almost feel like you had to pick him up a little bit to kind of keep him going?
Most definitely. I had to pick him up because he was getting down because he wasn't out there. He seen me doing traveling and stuff, like playing in the games and stuff, but he was on the sideline just cheering me on. But I know it was hard for him because he wanted to be out there with me. So I can't wait till he played. Like this year, we're going to both be on the field, so it's going to be fun seeing us out there.
Have you already seen maybe a pep in his step or maybe a little change now that he's been able to put on pads and go for it?
I think he got a big change. He excited. He told me he excited to come out here. He been off for a whole year, so he excited to get out here and play with me, so can't wait.
What was the biggest maybe change in culture or change in just kind of going that far from Michigan to Washington?
The change was my family because I'm so far away from my family, but I was blessed. They came up for a whole month, that first seven games. And they came out here and they showed us love. They supported us during the first seven games, so I love them for that. So that's just my family. Thank you.
We got Michael Jackson, I mean. Eddie, you've been here forever. Are there any old man perks?
No. That left with the last staff. Got to earn everything here. No, I'm just kidding. There's a lot of little things, just like, you know.
Give me an example.
First, we got to the line for food sometimes here and there, you know. Just like simple stuff, like Gatorade. First got to get the stuff, you know.
I get it. First in line for food. Who's the guy that you do not want to be behind in the food line? Oh,
that guy right there, MJ Alley, is probably the last person I want to be right behind. Especially because we have both the same taste in food. So if I'm right behind him, I have to wait like 30 minutes for them to recook the thing all over again. So
what's the thing that you say that you got to get there before MJ, because it's going to be gone? What's that one thing?
Ooh. Everything. But if it's some steak, some rice, it's gone. It's already gone.
It was interesting watching you on pro day. It just looked like you were paying a little bit more attention maybe than when you were young. And talk to me a little bit about that. And what did you see that, you know, absorb that maybe you hadn't in the past on these pro days?
You know, just kind of like the atmosphere, like the vibe that you get when you like actually have to do the drills, paying a little bit more attention, just like kind of like putting yourself in that moment, especially because my pro day is going to be a lot sooner than later as previous years. So, it just really just like really putting myself in that moment, like getting the vibe, like mentally going through the drills that Cam and Chris were doing. So yeah, that's really how it was.
And as long as you've been here, you know, you've been in the program and you're just in the program, but now you kind of can see that end right now.
Yeah.
How are things different now that you can see things more clearly like that?
I don't think there's like much different, but there's a lot of gratitude with that, a lot of gratitude of like the work that you put in up to that point. And just, and especially since, you know, I had a couple of like history with my injuries, just being more appreciative of today and just putting a little bit more effort than I used to and just like the everyday things, like in terms of like recovery, you know, really talking like through meetings, you know, going up. So really just putting everything I have into this last year.
And you look like you've, I don't know if you've gained weight or just toned up, but, you know, talk a little bit.
I say
bit
just
about
toned
that.
Up.
How would you say the nutrition staff has helped you with just with your injuries and recovery and all that? Whole
man, they've been amazing. I mean, you saw how we just celebrated Sarah on her last day, you know, just being like, at first it was like a little bit like naggy, like, oh, I got to eat this, got to eat that. But then when you see the results and, you know, you're producing at such a heavier weight at such a fast speed, which was the issue with Husky football when we played like those big teams in those New York Sixes where we just felt like we were just a little bit too small. You know, you can just like really appreciate and trust those guys. They spend so much money on food, like really like reallocating the funds. Like, it's not an easy thing for them to do. So for them to give us those opportunities, it's, you know, it means the world to us.
Do you feel like you have to spend more, or you have to eat more of it when they're spending so much money on the food?
I mean, I wouldn't like eat crazy, but I definitely like have like a solid plan and definitely like are more concentrated. Always talking to Allie, you know, even talking to like my strength coaches about like what meals are going to help me build like certain like muscle groups and stuff like that. So
I was asking Jalen, you know, so you know, last year coming in, you're on the ground floor of this, learning this defense.
Yeah.
You know, where are you guys now? And just more comfort level in knowing the defense and your responsibilities.
I feel like we've, like, improved, like, night and day. I feel like we're, I would say, like, we're masters of it, but now we got to be, like, legends of it. You know what I mean? We got to, like, own the defense. So it's just essentially, it's just like, we all know the calls. We all know the things, but, like, we got to make it our own. We got to hone in. Like, we made way too many mistakes out there today. So we got to go back in the film, fix that up, and, you know, get back at it again. I don't really care how good Mike Penix is. He can't do that on our defense. So,
and you've got a couple of new corners out there who are new to the system as well. How does that impact you?
Oh, I mean, Thad and Jabbar have been playing awesome. You know, like, last time I checked, they're just running around. You know, they're making plays. You know, they're always, like, around the ball and stuff. And the most important thing is that they're, you know, they're great learners. You know, they're always asking questions, always trying to figure out things, and finding out ways to get better. So they're always improving. So, you know, I love having those two guys out there.
Do you talk smack to Mike out there?
Yes. So here and there. I don't talk too much because Mike's a pretty chill guy. But, like, if I get popped up and then he's in the vicinity, he might get a little tweet out of me.
Have you picked him yet?
I have not picked him yet. Nah. Not yet. Yet. That's the word, though. Yet. We got a couple months left, so I got time.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.